Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the different types of threats that we face. I mean, like the actual bad guys, right? So I was at Dev Day Detroit. Great conference. I mean, you're in Detroit and you're a developer. Come on, hang out every November. I was at Dev Day Detroit and I was speaking on encryption. And I got to use some of my new slides, this is my creative outlet. I love playing with slides. And some of the new ways I'm doing is with a 1950s movies monsters, which it's kind of cool. Like the old, like Dracula and the Mummy and don't say Wolfman. Come on, everyone makes that joke. But it's exciting. It's fun. And that got me thinking today about what are the real threats that we face and if we could categorize them, what are their intentions? What are they seeking, right? Because if we know that, we can make some good risk decisions. So tip to you, think about who the criminals are or who the bad guys are and figure out what they want and then stop that, because we can try to stop everything and drive ourselves nuts. I would suggest that we have the following five categories of bad guys, okay? Number one, we have the lone gunman, the guy in his basement, the script kiddie, right? The traditional idea of the hacker. And what does the traditional guy want? Well, ego. Maybe he's curious. He just wants to learn. Knowledge wants to be free. He's got some time in his hands and he's disruptive. We don't see that too many of those anymore, but they're still out there. Number two, still speaking about people who act alone, is the inside threat, the insider. You know, maybe he's got an axe to grind, or maybe there is a financial component because he recognized that selling what he steals could be profitable. This is the guy who's got more access than he should and has decided to go rogue. These are the ones actually concern me one of the most, right? Next one is group action, right? The group actors, the hacktivists, you know, Anonymous, the people who are protesting, the people who just want to be heard and want to bring some attention to their cause. Moving up, still thinking about groups, but a little bit more organized group, would be organized crime. So these are the criminals who are out to make a buck. Ransomware being the number one way these days. Also malicious advertising, those sort of things. So organized crime. And then at the very top end, you've got the nation state actor. Advanced persistent threat. The countries that are out to steal your intellectual property or disrupt critical services. Typically, what I see the most likely attacks is low level, very frequent ones from script kiddies and basic malware. Infrequently, but very impactful attacks from the insider threat. And slightly more frequently, slightly less impactful attacks from organized crime. I was gonna say I've yet, but then it just occurred to me I have. Very, very rarely are you gonna see the nation state, and they're very difficult to stop. Very rarely do you really see Anonymous, although you hear about them all the time. So those are some of the attackers we see, the five big bads that you need to be aware of. Again, script kiddies, insider threats, the hacktivists, organized crime, and the nation state actor. So think about those guys when you're developing your plan, figure out what they want, which I've covered a little bit in this video, and figure out how we can prevent them from getting that or minimize the damage once they do. That's it for me. Have a good one.